Hey, audio boom, it's time for another Pete Clay, audio boom. Had to do a little love tap there because I'm in the studio today, and if I do a knocking sound, the dog goes insane, and we don't want that. So hey, how's everyone going? This is Pete Clay with another audio boom, world famous. It's fantastic, it's great, it's wonderful. Today's subject, death. Just some recent deaths that have happened. They're just kind of fascinating. I don't mean to be gauche about it, but it's a fact of life. It happens, and it helps you remember people in some cases. First on the list here, Cynthia Powell passed away. And why is that important? Well, she became Cynthia Lennon. And I found it fascinating in her obituary that she was listed as the mother of Julian Lennon. That's a little bit of chicken before the egg there, but in order for that to happen, she had to be first married to John Lennon, who in fact is still dead. Cynthia, interesting life. Read her books and stories. You know, people always, you know, would ask her, what was it like to be with John Lennon? What was it like to be with the Beatles? What was the... And probably not even caring about her at all. And, you know, to her way, she kind of lived that life for a while, too, even after it was all done. But anyway, she has passed on now. 75 years old, cancer. Next, this is an interesting one for me, based on grandparents and different things. Robert H. Schuller passed away, 88. The one, I hate to say this term, but tele-evangelist, that I was probably the least offended by, seemed like a decent guy, but, you know, just had his views on things, helped create the, Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, just, right next to Anaheim, just not far from Disneyland or anything like that. If you've ever seen it or ever been there, it's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Maybe it was the higher power that helped it, or just the vision of human ingenuity. I don't know. But it will now, the Crystal Cathedral has now left the hands of the Schuller family, and in 2016 will be a Catholic church. But Robert Schuller has left us and has left many things. He was with Norman Vincent Peale and a lot of people who thought about the power of positive thinking and all those things, and found some things of his fascinating, including a decent book called Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do. Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do. Robert Schuller. And the next one here, James Best passed away, also 88, and I feel bad about this, not because he died, because like I said, that's a fact of life, that happens. I feel bad because I thought he was dead already. James Best is best known as Roscoe P. Cotrane on the fabulous CBS dramedy, comedy, TV show, The Dukes of Hazzard. He did other things too, which is he was in a lot of Burt Reynolds movies, The End and Hooper, most notably. But a character actor and did other things, but will be world known, famous for Roscoe P. Cotrane. Dead. And finally, more personal to me, Lee Remmel passed away, 90 years old, I believe. Was the public relations director for a long time for the Green Bay Packers. Now, not just a fanboy talking or anything like that. I did have the opportunity, my one and only stockholders meeting that I ever attended in the Brown County Arena, which is a lovely place. But he was just walking around aimlessly, and I just walked around, and he just said hello to me, and he asked if there's anything I could do for him, and I just said I'd really just like to shake your hand, and he did. And we went our separate ways from there, and that was really nice. Not quite like being in the radio booth and having a beer with Max McGee, but 1A, 1B type of thing. It's a toss-up. Lee Remmel, public relations, and which is, and he's a sweet guy, but if you don't know what public relations is, it's a relationship person to let know what the public will know and what is allowed to know and all that stuff. And he did a good job of that, and a very good historian, not just of the Green Bay Packers, but of the NFL in general. And he will be sorely missed, because I never saw a photo where he wasn't smiling. So, some notable things there that I just thought I'd share that have been on my mind, and just thought I'd share that with you today on this fabulous Audio Boom. My name is Peter Clay, and you can follow me on Twitter at Radio Affliction, and we also have podcasts and other things that are going on that are just beautiful and wonderful, and that's at RadioAffliction.com. Check those things out, and hey, this has been an Audio Boom, Audio Boom. It's now, that has been another Pete Clay. Oh, and the dog didn't do anything. Audio Boom.